This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the Monday Kick-Ass Edition. We're here to talk about whatever you like. The toll-free number is, of course, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kick-Ass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
Nice. Welcome, Ian.
Hey, yeah.
How was Liberty Forum?
I don't know.
You don't? Oh, that's right. You
didn't. I'm not allowed.
You didn't actually get to go in. Did you hear any anecdotal tales of how Liberty Forum was?
Yeah, well, they moved it to a different hotel. You're referring to the Free State Project's yearly wintertime convention that happened over the weekend in Manchester, New Hampshire. And it was at a new hotel this year, so it was actually in its fourth hotel. They moved it to near the airport instead of downtown Manchester. So The hotel that they had it in this time was arguably a better venue because, I mean, the one that they used to have it in downtown Manchester is a fine venue. It's the largest convention center in all of New Hampshire, but it was just too big for the Liberty Forum. The Liberty Forum is not the size that it once was. It used to be an event that attracted several hundred people. You know, I, of course, its peak was when Ron Paul spoke in like 2008 or 2009. I forget which year it was, but
right.
I mean, then they needed a huge venue, but now it's just not like that anymore. And it's actually sad what's happened to Liberty Forum. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad event. I'm sure it's still a fine event in its own right. It's just, for whatever reason, it doesn't attract and this is what people tell me, right? Like, I haven't been in 4 years.
Right, you can't give any firsthand, you know, knowledge.
Right. But what people tell me is that the bulk of the attendees now are New Hampshire locals, meaning that the people who maybe migrated here because of the Free State Project that are attending this event. And it didn't used to be that way. It used to be the bulk of the attendees were from outside of New Hampshire. And so not only are the numbers down, so I've heard that it's no more than a couple hundred people. Not only are the numbers down, but because it used to attract like 500 to 800. So it's way down compared to what it used to be. I heard it was as low as like just over 100 last year. But, you know, people don't know, right? Yeah. Like, they don't release those numbers, so it's just what... It's just what people look around and see. And
although
what they think.
I can say, just, you know, as a musician, there's nothing worse than, you know, booking a show at a place that's bigger than your draw.
You know? It looks empty.
Like, we did a CD release show at a place that held, I don't know, man, probably like could have held 1,000 or something, you know.
Right. And 100 like, people showed up. Right?
Yeah, it was, you know, and like you could tell we had a videographer doing some video stuff for us, you know, and like it just looked empty.
Right. And so that was, I think, a smart move on their part to move to this new hotel because the area they have for conventions is smaller. So a smaller amount of attendees looks better in a smaller space. So they made that move. It was a good move for them. Also, the other hotel is not in the heart of Manchester. It's sort of on the outskirts by the airport. So the property is, you know, it's a larger property, meaning there's more parking. The other location, it was like you had to get into a parking garage, and then you had to get your parking validated. And here at the hotel, it's just, you know, park where you need to park, and
right,
you're good to go. So there's plenty of space to kind of spread out, and it wasn't as cramped.
But you were invited to a thing that was out in that area, right?
Yeah, like, I was at the Alt Expo, the Alternatives Expo, which is the sort of the fork from the Liberty Forum. It was created in 2007 at the first Liberty Forum.
You're always on like the cutting edge of like the new stuff, right?
I like it's that. Not new though; it's old.
No, but I mean, like, well, you know, the forks and you know all that kind of stuff compared to like a regular Joe listening to the show tonight. You know, you're certainly on the edge of stuff.
I guess. I mean, they know who we are. I mean, we've been interviewing the Alt Expo folks for years, because what happened was in 2007, and we told this, Jack Shimmick, the founder, told this story on Free Talk Live on Saturday, but just to sum it up, He was trying to. He was on like the planning board for the First Liberty Forum in 2007, and they wouldn't let him put the topics that he wanted to put in about various different alternatives, whether it be like alternative medicine or alternative currency or alternative, you know, whatever different things. They wouldn't let him do all the topics he wanted, or they gave him a very limited amount of time to like shoehorn in four topics in an hour or something like that, right? So it wasn't what he wanted to see happen. And so rather than like fight and beg and cajole with the board members, he was just like, well, I'm just going to do my own thing.
Nice.
And he rented a couple of hotel rooms in the same hotel and just opened up his hotel rooms and said, you know, we're having speakers up here.
I love that attitude. I run into people all the time that are in the midst of doing things themselves, or maybe they're involved with a thing, and you know, they complain about how difficult it is to, you know, work with, you know, X vendor or X, you know, organization to do what it is they want to do. And so few people, like, just try to, you know, well, all right, I'll just go do my own thing, which is what should happen in a lot of cases, in my opinion, right?
Sure.
And I think that that's unique to, well, not unique, but at least more frequent to liberty-minded people, right?
It probably is, and that's hopefully because people who are liberty-minded are more independent. They're more likely to strike out on their own if they don't like something, because it's a lot easier to just complain.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's a lot easier to say, well, so-and-so, well, let me do what I, you know, or whatever. Oh, this board, they're so bad, blah, blah, blah. They're running this event into the ground. You know, just complain and complain. But he went and did his own thing, and that takes some effort, it's amazing like how well, how effective it was considering it was literally thrown together 2 weeks in advance. I mean, he came to me and said, hey, you know, are you guys interested in sponsoring the event? And I said, well, I'll sponsor it on behalf of Forkfest.party. And so I threw some money in on behalf of Forkfest because there is no official Forkfest anything, so anybody who wants to can, you know, sponsor something on behalf of Forkfest.
I love that too.
And so I did that, and we got the hotel room, which hadn't been booked. There had been no promotion, you know, whatsoever for it because it hadn't been booked. There was no schedule, and dude threw together a schedule of speakers, and that came together.
Nice.
And as it usually happens, somebody canceled, right? Like, so,
yeah.
You know, it always happens. But that's okay. Like, he came to me and was like, hey, so-and-so canceled. Can you fill in? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I talked about the gold back.
Nice. Oh, what an excellent topic, too. Did you film it?
No, I didn't. I didn't come prepared to do that. I mean, I always have my camera with me, but I didn't have a tripod. And... Yeah. It didn't happen. So no, you had to be there.
Well, sorry, I couldn't make it out there.
I would have loved to have invited you, but I was expecting to have both Nobody, who's supposed to be here with us tonight, and Aria out there repping Forkfest at the Liberty Forum, because I'm not allowed to be there.
Yeah.
And both of them turned up sick the day we were supposed to leave.
False.
So I hope it's not like coronavirus or something like
that. And technically, even though Nobody isn't here, Nobody is here, technically.
No one is in Nobody's seat. Hopefully Nobody will be in Nobody's seat very soon.
I love the wordplay on that. I'm so glad he changed his name. It's so much fun.
It is fun, and it is going to be a lot of fun this year when he actually finally gets to file for the office because, you know, it's still early. That doesn't happen until June, so by the time Forkfest comes around, he will be officially campaigning as a candidate for governor named Nobody.
That's
which is very exciting.
It's so great. It's just great marketing for the cause.
And he gets a lot of really good response from people too. Like he's got stories that I'm sure he could regale us with of, you know, encountering folks at like a bar or a store or whatever, and you know, when he says what his name is, they're like, "Hey, didn't you run for mayor of Keene?" So like even though nobody and when I say nobody, even though no one actually goes and votes in municipal elections, they still heard about him. They still got the news. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, speak of the devil. Your ears must have been burning.
Yeah, nice. A little bit.
Nice. We were just talking about how much fun we have with the wordplay of Nobody.
Yeah, it's always it's always fun. Every time I go to Burger King, you know, they call out. I either when I give my name to the cashier or when they call out, I always get some kind of a response from somebody.
Do you ever go to the Starbucks?
No.
Because Starbucks, when you order your coffee, they'll be like, what's your name?
Ask your name. Yeah.
And then when your drink is ready, they're like, drink for nobody? Nobody?
Yeah. But hopefully I'll one day get enough campaign contributions that I can afford $3 cups of coffee.
$4 is what I call them.
There you go.
$8.55, $4.50 free. Talk about whatever you want. Talk about somebody, nobody, anybody. Give us a call. Let us know.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Live from our Keene, New Hampshire studios. We're here to talk about whatever you want. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And we were talking about some stuff. We were making fun of the wordplay and how much mileage we get out of nobody's name. It's so cool. I really love that. I wanted to tell you earlier in this week, my Vote Nobody sign still is in my yard.
Sweet. They haven't stolen it yet.
Nobody's stolen it. Nobody's kicked it over.
Nobody would steal his own sign. I mean, you can't do that.
Well, I know nobody would, but somebody might.
True.
So somebody didn't steal it.
That's good. Refreshing.
Yes.
I got to say.
Yes. And so, yeah, I'm pretty pleased about that, being that, you know, it's not really my yard. I don't own the property. Or
and
anything.
Your landlord hasn't had a problem with it. None of your, the other tenants there have.
And what I like about it is it doesn't specify what nobody is running for.
Sure.
Right? So it could be Vote Nobody for whatever, right? You know?
Right.
Maybe your class is voting for class president. You know, you're in the eighth grade or something, right? And somebody writes in nobody, right? And you win class president of the eighth grade of, like, Keene Middle School or something.
Well, of all the government jobs out there, I can't think of a single one that nobody shouldn't do.
Indeed.
Very nice. Very nice. Nobody, are you like everybody else when it comes to being creeped out by, like, some of the ads you're served up as a result of, you know, searching social media or, you know, Google and Facebook and all that kind of crap?
I don't generally have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I don't keep a lot of, I don't have an Alexa. I use browser settings that are very restrictive.
Do the incognito mode and
incognito mode.
Do you use the Brave browser?
I don't use Brave,
okay.
But I do have some plugins in my Chrome. I do have, and let me not say I don't use Brave. It's not the browser I use most commonly. I do have it, and I do use it.
Because as I understand it, that is a Chrome offshoot that has all the blocking stuff built right into it. And I think it's gotten a little better, because when it first started, it was kind of janky on a few things. Like, it didn't look right in certain websites, but I think they've improved it.
I think probably the three of us here tonight, anyway, are probably above average internet nerds when it comes to things like, you know, privacy in your browser, or, you know, how to sort of work around being tracked or eliminate trackers and all that kind of thing.
And it doesn't creep me out either, to answer your question from my perspective. It's like, that's just the way things are with, you know, and you can't blame advertisers for wanting to target people that are better, you know, prospects, right? So
right.
There's that. But the weird thing is, like, whenever I notice the ads that are being fed to me, it's usually because I already went and bought something from a place. Have you had that happen where, like there's a place called Monoprice where I get cables.
Yep.
So I go and I order network cables or audio cables or whatever. They sell them dirt cheap, and they're actually pretty good quality. And then after I go and I order something from Monoprice, I notice I'm getting ads for Monoprice everywhere I go. And it's like, well, I already bought from you.
Yeah, so. Advertisers take note. What pisses me off about that kind of a thing is, like, I bought a 20-foot 8-channel snake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because
that's a cable.
That's a cable, for those of you who don't know, not an actual snake. It's not eating critters or anything. But and then I don't know, I paid $50 for it or whatever. And then after I buy it, I get an ad for, like, another one. One, same quality, same brand, for like $40.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, but you, yeah. You know, I could say
from
$10.
A different place or the
same
from
place? From a different,
okay.
Different provider, right? So, and what I find, the part that creeps me out is that because I'm probably above average when it comes to turning all the stuff off and, you know, having the right plugins and all that kind of stuff, is I generally avoid most of, you know, this kind of a thing where people are like, it's like magic, right? When something happens and they get advertised a thing that they've been talking about recently or whatever. It happens to me when I'm around other people, right? And by other people, I'm going to say, like, people who aren't as tech savvy as I am, right?
Okay. So people who say, okay, Google, to their phone.
Yes. So if I'm amongst a crowd of people, say, I don't know, in a bar, in a gathering of some, in a grocery store, and a conversation ensues amongst multiple people, and you're talking about one subject, let's say we're talking about, I don't know, furniture, right? And so I'm having this conversation, you know, got a couple of cocktails in me. I'm at the bar. Yeah. We're talking about, yeah, I bought a new sofa from here. Oh, yeah, I like leather. No, no, I like the Corinthian, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I like postmodern style, and I like the classical, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Then, all of a sudden, like within, I don't know, it could be minutes, could be hours, could be days, all of a sudden I'm getting bombarded with furniture ads in the social medias and stuff.
Yeah, that's when it gets creepy, is when it's when you know that it must have been listening.
It was listening to other people listening to me, and somehow they knew to still advertise to me, right, even though I've got all my tech stuff dialed in to prevent that kind of thing from happening.
Yeah, I'm convinced that your phone is not preventing that from happening.
Well, okay.
I mean, I think it's listening to you.
Yeah, there are some strange games you can play with that sort of thing. There's a guy, a performance artist. He calls it performance art, and apparently he wanders around his town with a little red wagon full of phones, all of which are turns on, and causes Google Maps to think there are traffic jams.
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, I love this guy. How did he decide to start doing that?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I saw a very brief... It was mentioned very briefly, but I haven't looked him up to find out more yet.
Well, I stumbled upon an article that talks about this very thing earlier, and this is from Vox.com, from their Recode section. Stop me if you've heard this before. You go to a store, browse its wares, consider or even make a purchase. Then you go home, only to find a bunch of ads from that very store, or perhaps the very item you bought, following you around the internet. Or maybe you have several emails from that store filling your inbox, urging you to buy more stuff. How did your offline shopping habits make it into your online life? Well, it turns out those brick-and-mortar stores are getting as good at tracking you as their online rivals, and it all starts with your phone.
Obviously. Yeah.
Through your mobile device that you have on you at all times, including as you walk past or through a store, businesses can potentially see which of their products you prefer, which websites you visit, demographic information like your gender, your age, your location, and much more. And they have the ability to do some of these things without asking for your consent or telling you what they're doing at all.
Now, that's interesting to me that they would be able to see demographic information about you.
Right.
I'm wondering how they gather that. Is that something like Facebook is providing, for instance? Where is that coming from?
It's a great question.
Probably Facebook or Google.
Well, because I don't have, you know, I don't think Google knows my age necessarily. Like, I don't think that that's in there.
Right, and I also don't have that information. The article does get into how, and we'll, of course, talk about more of that coming up. You know, do you find it creepy when, you know, you're being advertised to simply by, you know, going and visiting a store and then you see that ad?
Has that happened too? Let's talk about
your thoughts. We'll talk about it coming up, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A 1,000-bed hospital built in just 10 days to handle the coronavirus epidemic opened its doors to its first patients in Wuhan, China. The hospital was built specifically to handle patients infected with the coronavirus that has left more than 360 dead. Construction began January 24th with a crew of 7,000 people working around the clock.
A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and an Iranian pilot shows authorities immediately knew that a missile had downed a Ukrainian jetliner, killing all 176 people aboard, despite denials by the Islamic Republic. Ukraine's President Zelensky acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by Ukrainian television. In Tehran, the head of the Iranian investigation team acknowledged the recording was legitimate and said it was immediately handed over to Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. To you live from our Keene, New Hampshire studio, 7 nights a week. You can also find us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where you can use our Discord-only call-in lines, or you can chat with other fellow listeners. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking a little bit about how some folks get kind of creeped out about advertisements that are, you know, a little bit, you know, too on the nose or too quick. And we'll talk a bit more about that. But first, I wanted to tell
you... advertising.
I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements. Let me repeat that. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So, you know, you're in the Bitcoin mall, you know, full of stores where you can spend all your Bitcoin, and, you know, you're wandering through. And it's almost as if there's some creepy person following you around with every store you go to, watching you. What store is he going into? He's going into the Easy Street Records? Is he going into Victoria's Secret? Is he going into Radio Shack? I don't know. These are all...
People go to malls?
Yeah, not anymore, anyway.
They still have them?
Yeah, barely. It's a dying business. But yes, you're right. There are still physical stores, and the story you're telling us about is that they're watching you.
They're watching you via your phone. And here's what you should know before you download a store's app or log into the free Wi-Fi offered at the mall or any other retail establishment. What you're really opting into when you use free Wi-Fi in the store's mobile apps. These days, many retailers offer free in-store Wi-Fi and shopping apps.
Which is convenient.
Very convenient. And also,
I've used the Wi-Fi at Walmart before.
I don't have an unlimited data plan on my phone, so I like to Wi-Fi hop, you know, if I'm out and about doing stuff. What's your Wi-Fi? Yeah, what's your password? And then whenever I go to those places again, my phone saves it. I automatically connect. Life is good.
Well, in some cases, like at Walmart, cell phone signal may not even make it through the building. So
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, steel building is a great big Faraday cage.
Yeah, sure enough. So free Wi-Fi can be a convenient way to access the Internet without using your cell phone's data plan. We talked about that. Depending on your carrier and plan, you may be preserving a precious resource. Mobile apps often offer users exclusive deals on a business's products or allow them to order items before they set foot in a store.
Have you guys ever done an app for a store? Have you ever installed one of those?
No.
Not for a store specifically.
I have not either.
I have used Instacart here in town because
that lets you order groceries, right?
Yeah, I didn't have a car, and so getting to and from the grocery store, I had to use like Uber or Bummer Ride or whatever. And so I was like, oh yeah, let's see what they have online. And sure enough, Instacart was available here, and I was able to get from a variety of grocery stores, and they just deliver your groceries. There's a fee, of course, but it amounted to $10 or $12 per trip, and so I'd just do my shopping once a week or so, and some person would show up at my door with my groceries. It was pretty great.
That seems pretty great. I've never used the service, but it's tantalizing. I mean, at $10 or $12, that's probably less than what you'd pay a cabbie to get you there and back.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Like the first time I tried to go grocery shopping, I did an Uber, and Uber's not as popular here as it is in, say, a big city. And right. So, I had to wait like a half hour for the guy or, whoever the next ride, and then, go to the place, and then like, oh, do you want me to wait for you? Or, no, I'll just get an Uber. And that was a bad idea because you go shopping and it takes you a half hour, and then you got to wait another half hour for an Uber to show up to take you back. And then, you got a tip and, all that kind of stuff. So it definitely was a much more, financial, economic, better decision for me to do the Instacart. So with that, but I did get like more ads for stuff using the Instacart app on my phone. I found that I was getting advertised stuff within the app itself, right? Mm-hmm. Store specials and all that kind of stuff. So, which was great because like they see what I'm buying, they go, oh, hey,
you might
this
like
is
this.
On special this week. So.
Yeah. And you might have liked it. Maybe you did.
But you might not be aware of what you might be giving away when you take advantage of these services. By using them, you've also opted into what's called active tracking.
In the terms of service you agreed to, probably.
Correct, that you didn't read.
Right.
I know I didn't. You usually can only access in-store Wi-Fi through what's called a captive portal. This is a page that pops up when you first try to connect. Usually it asks you to submit personal information, like an email address. And I always do something like,
you can just type in like, junk.
Yeah, nobody123@hotmail.com or whatever. No offense, nobody.
Hey.
I started doing that before I knew you, so.
Yeah, blame it on me.
It's true. I've done the same
now
thing.
Now I get all your spam.
although you could call it pre-marketing, right? Like, I was talking about nobody before nobody was anybody.
Yeah, well, the great thing about being nobody is nobody has great name recognition.
It's true.
Nobody sure does.
Ask anybody who speaks English and they've heard my name.
And then agree to terms and conditions before letting you access the Internet. So we talked about that. Thing is, when you log into Wi-Fi through a business's captive portal, you aren't just giving the business whatever personal information you submitted at the portal page. You're also attaching that information to a set of data the store collects from you, and you're granting the store permission to use that data in ways you may not realize. And if you used a social media profile like Facebook to log into the service, you may have given the business everything from your full name to your employer, et cetera, and so on. Like any of those social media accounts if you log into. I don't know when Facebook became sort of the passport of the Internet,
But, I mean, that's to me is like, I don't know why you would ever log into anything using Facebook.
Well, the reason why is because it's convenient for people. I mean, they see you go to a new website. It says you want to create a new account, or do you just want to use your existing Facebook or Google or whatever? And for most people, that works fine. Until they get banned from Facebook, then what happens?
Right.
Then how do you get back into the account that you created on that other website? You don't have credentials anymore.
Right.
What do you do then? It's gone.
I have no idea what you do because, well, I don't use these things in the same way most people do, right?
Yeah.
I'm very limited about how I use them.
See, that feature I actually use.
Yeah.
And the reason I use it is because they don't get anything from Facebook that I wouldn't have to enter onto a forum to get an account on their site anyway. So the only difference is I haven't created a new copy of it. I've just given them what programmers call a pointer to the copy that already existed.
But you don't have as much control over that. That's the problem.
Yeah, you don't have as much control.
If they pull your account... You can't log into the site.
Yeah, I would certainly never use it for anything
important.
Important. Yeah. But there are times when they'll ask me to log in or sign up, and if I can't do it with my Facebook account, I'll just be like, yeah, it's not worth filling out another form.
Interesting.
The other thing is, I mean, my Facebook account is widely published, so... You know, I mean, I run public pages.
Mm-hmm.
I have my Facebook account posted on the electnobody.com website.
Electnobody.com. That sounds interesting.
So I guess basically anything that to me, anything that's on Facebook, I might as well have painted on the outside of my house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I regard it. And because I regard it as a purely publicly published set of data, I don't worry about who has it. But I don't keep the Facebook app on my phone.
Oh, good.
Oh, good choice.
So they don't know what stores I'm going to.
All right. We're going to talk about more of this and how, you know, what else goes into this here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Tell us what you think about your phone tracking you in stores. More coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, 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 welcome to this Monday edition of Free Talk Live. It's the Captain Kickass edition. That's right. They somehow, some way, I convinced some of these people to allow me to pilot this thing. Either that speaks to how persuasive I am, or perhaps how
you'd be surprised at the people that have driven this bus.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll do my best not to crash.
Yeah.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also get us live on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy in just a few taps. You'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org.
Divvy. I'd tap that. All right, so we were talking about, the phenomena of ads on your phone, and then also what sort of things do you allow when you use public Wi-Fi that's offered by a business, and then cascade that with using Facebook to log in to any of these types of services, and we're just sort of digging into what kind of information does a retailer have on you at that point.
Well, the thing you have to remember also, I was thinking about this over the break, Facebook sells information, right?
They certainly do.
So why wouldn't they buy information to fill in the blanks?
Absolutely.
Maybe you don't have their app app installed, but maybe you have somebody else's app installed. Well, if that information is out there, then it's going to be aggregated into a database somewhere.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so then it gets published to, and then it can be combined to complete the data, complete the database.
Right, so they build a picture based on smaller pieces of information scattered throughout the internet.
Exactly.
They use
and
it to
I
build
guarantee
a bigger picture.
There are companies out there, although I don't know who they are, that's their business.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
buy every byte of data that they can buy,
yep.
and then they sell it back combined with other data.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the article goes on. For instance, your Wi-Fi connection can give stores location information as specific as how much time you spent staring longingly at those shoes you can't afford before giving up and heading for the clearance rack. I don't know about you, but...
Luckily, they probably don't know if you were thinking, if you were staring longingly at them or thinking, those are the ugliest shoes I've ever seen. I can't believe somebody made shoes like that, which is... almost infinitely improbable if you're male, but...
That's true, but the fact that you were there for a while does communicate something.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely data there.
It could communicate that you're indecisive about the things you were looking at. Whether you could afford it or not is another question.
Like, if I go to a grocery store and stand at the end cap, that's one of these displays at the end of the aisles, mm-hmm. called end caps, that's a big, giant display of beer. Odds are, I'm a fan of beer, and now they know that,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, or they've done a really crappy job of building their end cap display, and I'm just being a critic, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, and that's one reason. I've experimented with not carrying my phone unless I have some reason to, or leaving it in the car, and... You know, I don't have to have my phone on me every moment. Nothing is going to happen, almost certainly, that will require my attention in the next 10 minutes.
As a result of this article, and it'll get into the question that you asked, like, how? Right? Like, how does all of this, you know, sort of, what's the linchpin? And this article will get into sort of the key, if you will, the magic bullet, if there is one. It'll get into it. But as a result of me reading this article, I'm going to go get one of those Faraday bags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm just a little creeped out about it. And, like, turning your phone off doesn't always mean your phone is off.
Yeah. Well, especially these ones where you can't even take the battery out.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I've
usually,
got one. I can't
like,
take the battery
if I was
out.
Doing a drug deal back in the day when I did that sort of thing, I would not only turn my phone off, but also take the battery physically out of it. Now, even that is not completely reliable because it would not be difficult technically to have a low power device in the phone recording information so that as soon as you put the battery back in, it can be transmitted. And that could be done by a battery so tiny that you don't know about it or you think it's just a big capacitor on the board.
Right, or the phone manufacturer installs a backup battery, quote-unquote, but that still functions as a hard battery even when you pop the main battery.
If you have a backup battery, taking the battery out won't solve your problem. Even if you don't, it might not solve your problem. A Faraday bag will probably solve your problem. I mean, you'd need to test it and make sure.
I'd have double bagged it.
The only hesitation that I have
I'm getting
there
two Faraday bags. I'd have double bagged
is it depends on how much influence the government has had on technology manufacturers, because it would not be impossible if your Faraday bag was marginal for the phone to have been programmed to every 2 days, if it hasn't heard from anybody but it's turned on, send an extra high strength signal out, trying to get somebody, anybody, and at least tell the NSA where you are.
Try to ping a tower or something.
That's what scares me.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of Facebook. I'm not scared of Google, and I'm not scared of advertising. I'm scared of the government, and for good reason.
And I want
not paranoia when they've really already come and gotten you.
I want to be very clear that I'm with you on that, and you too. Like, I don't mind being advertised to. You know, I don't mind if I agree to something, even if I'm the lame one who doesn't read the terms and conditions. I'm just okay, whatever. Scroll, accept, right? The idea is with anything in the free market, you can opt out. Well, I've opted in, I can opt out, right? But I want everybody, our listeners specifically, to keep in mind that everything we talk about here, all the information that these stores have on you, guess who else can get it? Because if the stores can get it, you know damn well the government can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even need a warrant to do so. So,
yep.
Stores will know which websites you browsed while you were connected to their service, and they can install cookies on your browser to track you around the internet long after you've left the store. Now, I know you guys probably have the thing where when you close your browser, it deletes all the cookies and that kind of a thing. Yeah. I've got that activated
as
well. I also
run Privacy Badger, which is a
nice name.
Which is an extension.
What does that do?
It shuts down trackers on websites, so it recognizes if, and it doesn't act by having a database of these things that it consults, which you can get around. If it keeps seeing the same plugin on different sites, if it sees it like three times, it's like, yeah, I'm shutting this thing down.
Yeah.
And so that's a very nice feature because you don't have to trust them to update a database. So that's very handy.
Yeah. They can see which sites you're connecting to and when and use that information to build a profile about your behavior. Bennett Cipher is a technologist for the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
He must have changed that name. That could not possibly have
What's
been
his
given
name?
Bennett Cipher, C-Y-P-H-E-R-S.
Nice.
Yeah. Browsing history can be used to guess at demographics, age, income, race, religion, political leanings. This data can be used to target ads or sold to data brokers combined with other data streams. So we were talking about that, about how other businesses just sell information, right? So they take this information, they buy more information, they put it together, and they form a bigger picture. Your offline activities in a store are important, too. Retailers can send that data to services like LiveRamp to match it with your online identity, allowing retailers to place ads for those shoes that you couldn't afford all over the Internet. If you're using a business's mobile app, you're giving it even more information. Target's app encourages users to provide personal information about themselves, like shopping lists, and scan item barcodes to see if there's any deals. So, it's a whole bunch of information that you're giving away that, you know, could be accessed by people you don't want it to be accessed by.
But it could get you a better deal.
Certainly could. More coming up. Free Talk Live, 855, 450 free, like freedom. FreeTalkLive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.